Dwight tried to see what was happening on the platform. Snow flurries, smoke, and roaring arcs of savage orange flame barred his view. He was sure Johnny needed help. He gritted his teeth and did his job. Here and there, along the perimeter, the flamethrowers were now off. Changing bottles? No. The Brigantes within their reach were burning piles. Black, greasy smoke was rising up through the white snow. Dwight glanced at his watch. They had time. His own cue to dive back into cover was when Johnny turned off the cable and the dome began to lower. Then he was under orders to get back in protective cover in the coffin. Scots were mopping up with flamethrowers. Two of the reserves were speedily putting Andrew in his coffin. They were shoving wound pads hastily under the radiation suit. A Brigante rose out of a pile of corpses. He had a bayonet. He charged. A thrown dirk hit him. A flamethrower erupted, and he went forward as a spinning ball of fire. The crane operator was out of his crane and running back to his coffin foxhole.
10 seconds to withdraw,
said Dwight into the mine radio. It was suddenly quiet, except for flame crackles and the wind. Nothing was moving in the Brigante ranks but smoke and small tongues of fire. Allison and Bitty had been avenged. The fleeing remains of the tribe were way out on the plain, still running. The smoke was very thick. Dwight could not see what was happening on the platform.
17.
Numbers were coming back to him from his mind radio.
8.
A number was a signal that a man 13. Was back in his lead coffin in a foxhole
29.
And had fastened the lid down from within.
8.
Dwight was checking them
2.
Off. All reported except Andrew, and he knew he had been put inside his coffin. Dwight hoped it wasn't his coffin for real. Dwight couldn't see the platform for the smoke. He watched the crane. Wires were still humming. They must all be undercover before the recoil, Johnny had said. Dwight looked at his watch. The armor curtain had not gone off. The top of the crane had not begun to move. He was in an agony of indecision. But he could not get inside that cage with the atmosphere armor curtain still on. He wanted to disobey orders. He knew Johnny was in trouble, for the curtain had not gone off on time. But he had been chosen because he would obey orders. Time was up. The humming had almost ended. Dwight crawled back to his coffin foxhole, scrambled in, and fastened down the lid from within.